Hey friends, it's Gubba here at the Gubba Homestead, and I am so excited because this is my first podcast. Welcome. I love listening to podcasts because I feel like I learn so much. So I want to start a podcast, share my knowledge and my adventures of being a first-time homesteader, following in the footsteps of my homesteading great-grandparents. And you can find me on GubbaHomestead.com, all of my socials at Gubba Homestead, and my vlog channel, Gubba Homestead. All of those will be posted down below in the description. Today, I wanted to talk about the process of purchasing a homestead property and the top five things to consider when purchasing a homestead. So if you're in the market right now for a homestead property or hope to be in the future, let me give you some tips to help you out in your search. I recently went through the process of buying my homestead property in the fall of 2021. The housing market was insane. It's still insane. I feel like there's been this revival of homesteading and returning to the land, making it extremely competitive. Land and property would pop on the market and be gone the day of, crazy bidding wars. And a few years ago, I realized that I wanted land, but then when COVID hit and the world just spun out of control, I realized I wanted a self-sufficient homestead, and I made that a priority. And I came out of this buying experience with hopefully some helpful tips. So let's get into the top five things to consider when purchasing a homestead property. And number one is, what is your budget? So most people are going to get a loan from the bank, and getting a loan from the bank relies on your income, your debt to income ratio, your credit score, and other things like that. So you apply, you put all of your information in, the bank analyzes it, and then they will send you a approval letter and say, oh, you are approved for $500,000 or $300,000. And my biggest takeaway here is, do not then think, oh, I can go buy a property for $500,000 because the bank approved me for a maximum loan of $500,000. Do not do that. Be realistic and realize your income might not always be there. Jobs are not guaranteed. So do not maximize your loan. If anything, come in well below what the bank approved you for. Banks are predatory. They want to get you in a huge loan. They want to suck you dry of interest. So what's your budget? Be realistic. Realize that job security is a myth, but we'll get into that on another podcast. And an incredibly important part of homesteading is financial freedom and working towards being debt-free. Like, you can do it, and living outside of the so-called quote-unquote system. And if financial freedom is your goal, then don't assume what you are approved for is your budget. That is not your budget. Throw it out the window, come in well below, and just make it work. Sit and be patient, and also just sit down, take into account all of the possibilities of your life, and then make a real budget with yourself. So after you've been realistic with yourself, you've made a budget, the second most important thing to consider when purchasing a homestead property is, what is the cost to improve and develop your property? There is no perfect property out there, and nothing is going to be exactly as you want it. You're going to be coming into this property. There's going to be work that needs to be done. Maybe buildings need to be improved. Like in my case, the chicken coop's a disaster. The greenhouse is a disaster. And these things both cost time and money. So when you go to your property, I would highly suggest you go to your property, fly to it, drive to it, whatever. Do a walkthrough and bring a piece of paper and a pencil and be writing down what needs to be done. Is there water damage that needs to be taken care of? What are the immediate issues that are going to cost you right when you move in or later on down the road? And then take these things and factor them into your budget. Do you need electricity ran to the property? Do you need a road ran into the property? Do you need a well? Like, what do you need? Know these things so then you are not caught off guard when you move in. And that's why I say come in well below what you are approved with from the bank. So then you have that wiggle room when you move in and you can be doing projects. You can be putting the time and money into the upkeep of your property and making it the way that you want. For example, in my case, when when I moved in, I had to do immediate landscaping. The grass was right up next to the house, so my house was just loaded with bugs. And I know that's like the farmhouse experience, right? But I didn't want it to be like that. So I had to put in time to landscape around my house. I had to put in the money to get the necessary materials. I am also doing something similar with the chicken coop and the greenhouse, both disasters, time and money. I also had to lay some trim around in my mud room because there was like this gaping hole that, who knows, it just went into this abyss and all this water was going in and I had to fix that. So I had to put trim around my mud room. And there's other bigger issues on my homestead, but these were immediate fixes that I needed to get done. I didn't want to be living with the bugs. I didn't want to continue water damage into my home. So I am so happy that I accounted for these things before I moved in. There's also bigger issues like fencing and other things I'll get to later on down the road and I have time to save for them. But if you do not take into account the things that need to be done before you move in, you're going to be so sad. So please do this. Take into account and ask yourself, what is the cost to improve and develop my property? Once you have a budget and a realistic ballpark of the cost of what it's going to take to improve your property, the next thing to consider when purchasing a homestead is what area works for you. So decide what area of the country or the world that you want to have your homestead property. Where are you personally going to thrive? And once you've honed in on that area, whether it's Alabama, Maine, Canada, Alaska, research the zoning and the property codes specific to this area. Do not trust your realtor on this one. You're going to have to actually do some homework, whether that's going to the actual courthouse to look at the county ordinances and the codes and the zoning, or if they have those available online. The last thing that you want to do is move onto your property, start a commercial pig or garden operation, and then the county comes and says, hey, you actually can't be doing this. This is against our ordinances, our zoning. You're not zoned for this. And then you have to shut down your operation because you didn't go and look. So make sure that you know what is going on in your area. And also, a little suggestion for me would be to completely avoid HOAs, which are the homeowner associations. And you find those sometimes in neighborhoods. I previously had an HOA in my old neighborhood before I moved, and it was fine until the HOA dues start going up for no reason. Nothing's getting done. Nothing's changing. I just feel like they're mini cartels. I do not like HOAs. Maybe somebody moves in and then things change. Who knows? I would avoid them like the plague. You know, maybe in some instances they're good, but I don't want anybody to be telling me what I can do on my homestead. Oh, you can't hang up that clothesline because it makes your property look like a mess. No, I want to do whatever I want. So avoid HOAs if you can. Look into zoning, look into the county ordinances, and figure out what area is going to work for you and your homestead property. So once you know your budget, the cost for improving your property, and an area that works for you, the next thing to consider when purchasing your homestead property is, what are your absolute necessities for the property? So ask yourself a few questions. What can you live without? What are the make or break criteria for purchasing your homestead? For example, the only thing I needed when purchasing a homestead was good internet. I couldn't be doing what I do without good internet. So trying to find a homestead with good internet was kind of difficult, but also not having crazy criteria and high expectations for a property made it easier for me to find a homestead property. But my situation is going to be different than yours. Maybe you have to commute to a job and it has to be close to a city or whatever. I don't have to commute. I just need a good internet. So again, take some time, sit down with your pen and paper and make a list of your necessities. What do you absolutely need on your homestead? And then communicate that with your realtor, put that into your searches and be realistic with yourself. I wouldn't have high expectations, and something perfect is going to fall into your lap. Once you know your budget, the cost of improving your property, the area that you're going to thrive in, your necessities, the next thing to keep in mind and consider while you are purchasing a homestead property is, how much space do you really need? What are you going to be doing on your property? Are you going to be growing a commercial garden? Are you going to be having a huge herd of cows? What are you going to do? What do you want to expand into? What are your dreams? And again, just be realistic, but dream big and figure out what size of a homestead is going to work for you. I feel like everybody thinks bigger is better, right? But with bigger and larger properties is going to come more maintenance, maybe more time, money. Who knows? So that's why it's important to consider what size is going to be ideal for you. Maybe have a little extra for expansion. If you want a beautiful, immaculate, self-sufficient garden, I mean, you could do that on an acre or less. If you want to expand into a commercial garden, though, you'll need a few more acres. So think about that when you're considering how large of an area you need for your homestead. For me personally, I would have been happy on 5 acres, 10 acres, and my property with my 38 acres just sort of popped up and I'm super grateful for it. But you know, I want a huge self-sufficient garden. I want that herd of cattle. I want to do goats. You know, I want to do it all, and I'm going to do it all and figure out what works for me down the line. And that doesn't mean that you need 38 acres to do all that, but that's just how it worked out in my homesteading purchasing process. So these are all of my tips for things to consider when you are purchasing your homestead property. What is your budget? What is the cost to improve your property? What area are you going to thrive in? What are your necessities? And how much space do you really need? Finding a homestead in 2022 is still possible. I know it. I see people doing it. You just got to be realistic with yourself and your needs, and something is going to pop into your lap that you are going to be so excited and enthralled about. And everyone wants the dream property, but the right property can become your dream property. I hope that all of these tips help you in your homestead purchasing journey. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into this podcast, took some time to come and hang out with me. You can always find me at GubbaHomestead.com, my Gubba Homestead socials. I also stream live Monday through Friday and have an amazing community online. If you want to join me, that's GubbaTV.com/live. We'd love to see you there. And thank you again so much for joining me and spending your time here with me on my first podcast ever. I hope that you have an amazing day. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do, and happy homesteading.